What if the choices you aren't making are like actually rewiring your brain faster than the ones you are? Welcome to today's deep dive.
Yeah, it's a pretty fascinating premise, isn't it?
Totally. And well, we are talking directly to you today because we have a very specific mission. We're getting you ready for your week six workbook tasks in chapter six.
Right, the one titled, What You Do Matters. Nothing affects your life more than what you do or choose to not do.
Exactly. And today is really all about day two, where you review the chapter distill. The goal is to lock in yesterday's reading and, select three anchor points for your daily practice.
And that evaluation process is, it's really critical. The workbook tells you to look at a list of 13 powerful bullet points, but you can't just skim it.
Right, which is what everyone naturally wants to do.
Exactly. You need to read the whole set carefully three times, and then only on the fourth pass you actually make your final selection of the 3 points that resonate most deeply for you.
Okay, wait, I have to push back right away. Read the exact same list three times before doing anything. Because honestly, that sounds incredibly tedious.
I know, it really does sound like a lot.
Why can't I just, skim for the bolded words like I usually do when I'm busy? Like, what is physically happening in the brain that requires a fourth pass?
Well, it feels tedious because your brain is just constantly trying to conserve energy. When you skim, you're basically just using basic pattern recognition.
Oh, so you recognize the vocabulary, but you're not actually integrating the meaning.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah.
By the third or fourth pass, you are forcing the brain to slow down. You actually lower the cognitive threshold required to process the idea.
Moving it from short-term working memory into like actual emotional and cognitive resonance.
Right, you are priming those neural pathways to actually adopt these concepts as your own.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It forces you to stop being a passive reader, which actually aligns perfectly with one of the distill points that jumped out to me.
Oh, which one?
The one that says, inaction is still a decision, and it compounds just like action does. Because in psychology, we see people paralyzed all the time, waiting for the perfect moment to take a massive leap.
Yeah, they think doing nothing is just, it's like a pause button.
Exactly. But it's not.
No, it's really not. People tend to think of the brain as a car idling in neutral. But resting, neurologically speaking, is a highly active state.
Wait, really? So when you avoid making a choice, the brain isn't just paused.
Not at all. It is actively hardwiring the habit of avoidance. Every time you hesitate, you are wrapping a fatty substance called myelin around the neural circuits for that exact hesitation.
Wow.
Yeah, you're literally making the biological signal to avoid faster and more efficient. So that is exactly how inaction
So
compounds.
by waiting for the perfect time, you're biologically training yourself to be a procrastinator.
Precisely, which is why another idea from the distill is so vital. Neglect is not neutral. It is a slow path to outcomes you did not choose.
Oh, that's heavy.
It is. When you wait for perfection, neurologically, that neglect is steering the ship. Very slowly, maybe, but usually right toward the rocks.
Okay, so how do we psychologically rewire that urge? I mean, if inaction is actively compounding while we wait, how do we break the paralysis?
Well, to rewire it, you have to lower the brain's threshold for action. You have to create a new pathway that bypasses that heavily myelinated hesitation circuit.
And that is exactly where another powerful concept from the workbook comes in. It says, small actions repeated daily shape your future more than occasional big moves.
Yeah, I love that one.
Right? In my behavioral psychology classes, I see students trying to rely on occasional big moves all the time. But relying on big leaps is like trying to cram for a PhD dissertation defense the night before.
Right, which never works out well.
It fails completely. It's like trying to build a brick wall by just dropping a massive boulder onto your lawn. It's dramatic, but it's not a wall. Small actions are the mortar they actually bind the structure.
That is a great analogy. Small, repeated actions don't trigger the brain's threat response the way massive leaks do, so you can quietly build up myelin on the action pathways instead.
Exactly. But there's one massive roadblock to building those action pathways, and that is blaming others.
Oh, definitely.
There's this brilliant line in the distill, responsibility does not depend on fault. It depends on ownership.
That's a crucial distinction.
It really is. So many people drift off course because they're waiting for whoever caused the mess to come and fix it. But waiting strips away your personal agency.
Right, because if it's in your life, you have to take ownership of cleaning it up, or you just go right back to myelinating that hesitation pathway we talked about.
Completely. Claiming ownership is the ultimate trigger for those daily actions, which brings us right back to today's actual deliverable for you.
Yes, Your mission for today, you are going to make those four passes through the list.
Read it three times.
Right.
Right. Read carefully three times, and then on the fourth, select the three points that resonate most deeply with your specific situation. And once you have those three, you must write them into your daily practice list for the week's work.
Yep. And I want to drop a quick pro tip here straight from the workbook. Take a picture of your checked points with your phone right now.
Oh, that's incredibly smart.
It keeps the process frictionless. You know, you won't have to constantly flip pages back and forth while you're trying to write them down later.
Remove the friction, build the mortar. I love it.
That's
But before you get started on that, we want to leave you with one final provocative thought directly from the Distill Materia.
Something to really ponder today.
Yes.
Yeah.
You are always moving towards something, even when you think you are standing still. So, what exact destination is your current stillness steering you toward?